Guten Erev Yontif. Thank you so much for coming. If you were here a minute ago, you heard a musical introduction. That's because I'm in a room that's going to happen again at 12:44. And therefore, it's unavoidable, but it's a little bit pleasant too. Anyway, today on Erev Shavuos, Tav Shin Pei Dalet, and it corresponds with June 11th, 2024. This is Vod number 100. Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. Thank you so much for being here. You are here for all 100. Give yourself a round of applause. And even if you weren't, still deserve a round of applause. It is Erev Yontif. And we're learning so much that's relevant to Shavuos. As the Orchos Tzaddikim told us, we're up to the study of Emuna a little bit. And it is a vast topic, but we're looking at it through the perspective of Bitachon and Simcha and its relationship to those mitos. And the Orchos Tzaddikim told us that Emuna is so central, and that's the Gemara in Makos called Daladam and Aleph. He doesn't quote it from the Gemara. He quotes the Pasuk in Habakkuk in the Treyasar. But let's examine it. It is written, Habakkuk Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalad. Tzadik Bemunoso Yichyeh. And a righteous person, or, as we determined last time, somebody who's alive, and it has been determined that he or she should still be here, that is also a definition of tzaddik. It's called tzaddik badin. We have many proofs to it. This person who is here, who's alive, bemunaso yichya. In this day and age, as we'll see from the Gemara, starting from the time of the Nevi'im already, will only live, will only survive through emuna. It is our lifeline. It's our life preserver. And it's very important to look at the Gemara itself, how it examines this concept, this phenomenon of Emuna, how we need it. It's so crucial. The Gemara in Makos Chof Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that, yes, there are Taryag Mitzvos, and that's so relevant to Shavuos, where we know Chazal tell us that we were able to perceive and understand all the 613 Mitzvos through the Aseres HaDibros on Har Sinai. And Rav Sadia Gaon explains how the Dibros contain all the 613 mitzvos. Rashi mentions it. Chumash, of course, it's widely mentioned. So the Gemara in Makos Chof Dalet tells us there are 613, and there's actually a way that we learn it from Psukim, because it says, Torah, Sivalana Moshe. That's the Pasuk in Vezos HaBracha. Now, what's the gematria of Torah? You have about 5 seconds to figure it out. That's right. The Tav is 400, the Vav is 6, Resh is 200, and the Hey is 5. You're going to get 611. The Gemara tells us the word Torah is 611. So 611, isn't that a little disappointing? It's like too short. Oh, no. Torah, as you know, the Gemara says, 611, Tiva Lanu Moshe. Moshe was the go-between to transmit to us. But Anochi Velo Yehalacha, but the first two Dibros, that we're going to hear in Laning tomorrow morning. Excuse me. There was a little disturbance there. It's technology. Hopefully we're still here. And we heard 611. That's Torah. 611. It says the Gemara. 611 is the word Torah. And then the first two Dibros, it was not from Moshe being the go-between. It was directly from Hashem. So that's why it says Torah, the 611, Tzivolanu Moshe. Moshe told us over. But the other two, Moshe wasn't the intermediary. We heard directly from Hashem. But the Gemara afterwards says something startling. Of course there are 613. But Ba David, Behemidon Alachas Esrei. David HaMelech came along and stood them on 11. What is that supposed to mean? I thought there were 613. Oh, so Rashi explains, Hamidon Achas Esrei, Shabbatchilo Hoyu Tzadikim. People were very capable. They were very righteous in the beginning. Boyu Yecholim Lekabel Ol Mitzvos Harbe. They were able to handle it. People could handle it. Tell me, yes, I have all 613 mitzvos to keep. No problem. We'll be able to do that. I could do that. Ah, well, the Doros HaAchronim, the later generations, starting from David already, Lo hayu tzaddikim kol kach, weren't so righteous. I don't feel bad when I look at this, because it says even from David and onward, there was a yerida, there was a descent. Our spiritual capacity was a bit deflated, and it continued to do that. The imbal lishmar kulan, if people came to keep all of them, or at least to try to digest that we have to keep all of them initially. Nobody would be meritorious and righteous because it's too much. It is called overload or spiritual indigestion. Spiritual indigestion. It's just too much. So therefore, David came along and he stood them on 11. The phrase spiritual indigestion, I saw it in Rabbi Emanuel Feldman's book, Tales Out of Shul. People who are taking on mitzvos, if they take on too much at once, then we regurgitate. We cannot absorb or assimilate all of it into us. It's true about a convert. It's true about a Baal Tshuva. It's true about every single person to a degree. It's true about the generations. Starting from David and onward, according to Rashi, we would have spiritual, emotional overload if we're told, you got to do it all. You got to be perfect. We can't hear that anymore. I can't handle that. And that's okay. It's okay if there's some things I can't handle. So David came and said, okay, 11. What do you mean 11? Kadesha Yisku, so Rashi and the Gemara Makos. So people should be meritorious. If they'll keep these 11 mitzvot. Now, he can't be saying that we only have to keep 11. Obviously, this is something deeper. It's the avenue, the approach to the rest of them. The generations and the leaders were the Nevi'im were coming and making it less, reducing the number required of us, or at least how we look at. Through these, of course, we try to get everything that we can. So that was what David came along and did. Look at the numbers, how it's getting smaller. Later in the Gemara, boy, Yeshayahu, behemidan al sheish. We're not going to learn this whole piece of Gemara, but Yeshayahu, he went ahead and reduced it to 6. He said, 11? No. You tell somebody 11, that's too much. Incidentally, I want to tell you what I do with this. What I say to myself is, I'm not going to be down on myself if I'm overwhelmed with whatever I'm overwhelmed. The generations later and as time progressed can handle less and less. We're not able to do what the earlier generations did. We shouldn't lament the fact that we fall short of their levels. How about later on? Ba Micha. Then came the Navi Micha. The Hamidon Ashkalo. She stood them on 3 main foundational mitzvos. Then Chazar Yeshayo. Later Yeshayo came along. And then he put them onto 2. And finally, what we're looking for is what the Aruch HaTzadikim quotes. But first, look at Rashi. Kol Shah Doros Shamato Hoyo Mishmatin. Constantly, the generations on earth were getting less and less, and lower and smaller, less capable. Ba Chavakuk. And that's our Aruch HaTzadikim. Came along Chavakuk. Behemidon Alachas. He stood them on 1. Wow, that's pretty incredible. Meaning, when we feel overwhelmed and we feel incapable, we feel inadequate, let us remember what this Gemara Mako says, Chof Dawud, that Chavakuk said, that there's one mitzvah that keeps us alive, literally. It says, Shenemar, Bitzadik Nemunaso Yichyeh, and a tzadik will live through his faith. I noticed that in all the other numbers that were getting smaller, it never has this terminology of yichyeh, the person will live, like a life preserver. It's one thing to hold on to. Yes, the Gemara had said before that there was an attempt to say a different pshat, Amos, when he said the one, dirshuni vichyu. It also was a lashon of live, meaning there's something that keeps us alive. Now, the Gemara rejected that and came to Chavakuk and said, it's not going to be the Dirshuni, seek me and you'll live. That's not the one single foundational mitzvah that keeps us alive, because maybe that means Dirshuni b'chol ha'tzarah kula. So that's not going to be very reassuring for us, is it? If we're demanded of the whole everything like it always was in the beginning. So we'd rather have Chavakuk instead of saying it means seek me and you'll live. That might be overload still. So the Gemara rejected that possibility of that being the one mitzvah, so to say, Dirshuni, to seek me. So the Gemara instead favors Chavakuk's pshat, which is the tzadik b'munaso yichyeh through emuna. That's the way that we live. So I said to myself, sometimes it's so hard. It's so challenging. It's such a daunting task to just keep going. Certainly to feel sane and stable, but that's perfectly on target. It's not just now that it's that way. Even from the time of Chavakuk, the Trei Asar, in the end of the first base of Mikdash, it was already. We're not playing with a full deck. So what do we get from this? The importance of Emuna, the centrality of Emuna, the reality of Emuna, that I can live. It is my vitality. I breathe and live Emuna. That is the way I do it. Everything else comes from that, according to this Gemara. If I'm learning Torah now, that's because I have Emuna. I know that Hashem is here, because otherwise, half a million things could be distracting me, depressing me, causing me anxiety, which is what this Vod is all about. All 100 gatherings we've had, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, are about this. But we have something to hold on to. It's Emuna. And that's the first of the Dibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We're the only nation in the world who even claims and says and knows that Hashem spoke to all of us as a nation. We remember, we have a recollection, a collective national recollection that Hashem spoke to us and said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm here, I exist, and I care, I'm with you. And that facilitates bitachon and simcha. The Aruch HaTzaddikim continues, speaking about Emuna. Now, Avraham Nemar, it says about Avraham Avinu, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Reishis Tes Vavav, the He'emin Bashem. Avraham Avinu is the foundation of Klal Yisrael. The Avos and the Imos are, and it says he believed in Hashem, by Achshaveh Lo Tzedakah, and he thought of it to him as a righteous deed. Now we know that the word tzedakah can mean charity. So the Mephorshim have different explanations. By Achshaveh Lo, he thought of it to him. One shot is that Hashem considered it to Avram to be tzedakah. Perhaps tzedakah, not just tzidkus or tzedek, but tzedakah, because one has to give up in order to have emunah. Give up what? Give up energy to, maybe we should say, to invest energy and to activate one's emotional and intellectual powers to reach emunah. That's like giving tzedakah. I'm giving of myself. It takes time. It takes money sometimes, literally giving tzedakah. Now, Kol HaTovos Lo Nichtav Kein, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim about all the meritorious deeds of Avraham Avinu, all the mitzvahs, all the mesiras nefesh. It does not say, by achshaveh halo tzedakah, that he thought of it to him. And this is going with the pshat that Hashem is the subject, that Hashem considered it to him to be a very, very righteous deed, that he had emunah, the hemin b'Hashem. But Avraham Avinu instilled in all the generations of Klal Yisrael, he's the foundation of the building of Klal Yisrael, the edifice of our nation. He is the yesod. He instilled in us. He injected us with his ability to have emunah. And I just want to refer one more time back to the pasuk in Habakkuk. What I said to myself is, why does it have to be so hard sometimes? Why is there stress? Why is there anxiety? Why is there worry? Why are there such challenges? Ribono shel Olam, can it be a little easier? And then I realized Hashem is throwing us a life preserver constantly, wants us to be tied to him, connected to him. That's why it's so hard. It's good. We just have to weather each storm that comes. Some of us have more dramatic storms, more frequent ones than others. But Hashem doesn't give us what we can't handle. We have to make it through, but not just make it through despite. But we grow from it and use it and utilize it, as we've said so many times. But Tzadik Demonoso Yichya, the person wants to be alive. The person has to grab onto this. And this is the Amuna that we're talking about. And what about Moshe Rabbeinu? It says about him also, Bamidbar Yidbei Zion, Parshas Baloscha. After Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and Aaron listened, and we know that Hashem came to the defense of Moshe Rabbeinu. In a couple of weeks, we'll read this in the Parsha Mitzvah Hashem, Baloscha. Hashem said, Moshe is not like other Nevi'im. B'chol Beisi Neman Hu, he's a Neman. Now, what is a Neman? That's an elusive term, but it has to do with Emunah, apparently. So the Aruch HaTzaddikim seems to be saying that it has to do with the great, almost unmatched level of Emunah Moshe Rabbeinu had. Let's face it, he spends 3 sets of 40 days on Har Sinai, not eating, drinking, or sleeping, and Hashem's teaching him Torah. Nobody like him among the Nevi'im. But the word Neman, I was thinking to myself, I want to understand the word better. And I remembered that in the 6th parak of Avos, which is so perfect for today, so apropos, this is Erev Yontif of Kabbalah Satorah, and the Perek of Avos, Perek Vav, which is really Brysos, is called the Perek Kinyan Torah. And in there, in this Perek Kinyan Torah, which has so much to do with tomorrow, with Kabbalah Satorah, tonight and tomorrow, it says a person Rabbi Meir Omer, call it Osek Vatorah Lishma. If a person labors in Torah, learns Torah, even if it's a support role, but specifically when a person toils in Torah and investigates and delves into it, Lishma, for the sake of Torah, which is its own discussion, why it says Lishma, for its sake. That's the discussion Reb Chaim Volozhin has in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. He also has a Pirush on Avos, and he discusses why it says Lishma. It's like Torah for the sake of Torah. But when we learn Torah, it's a complex study about the motives in learning Torah. What are we thinking when we learn Torah? Obviously, it's to connect Hashem, to link with Hashem's intellect, to tap into Hashem's knowledge, kaviyachol, and to therefore connect with Him. But when a person learns Torah for the proper reason, zocha the devarim harbe, the person merits many things. We're going to study just about one line of that brisa in the sixth parak of Avos, and that will explain what it means, Naaman. It says about Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol beis Naaman hu. It says when a person, anybody who is osik b'torah lishma, machsharto, it qualifies, prepares him, lios, to be many things. It says he's zocha the devarim harbe. He merits many levels and praises, but it's machsharto lios. It prepares him. It makes him kasher to be, among other descriptors, a neman. So a person who's osik b'torah lishma can become a neman. We want to be a neman because the Aruch HaTzaddikim says that that's what Hashem was saying about Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chol beis neman hu. But what is a neman? It's connected with Hamuna. The Tiferes Yisrael explains, classic commentator on Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz. What's a neman? Perak Vav of Avos, Perak Kinyan Torah. It's Aleph, Vav Aleph. Neman means trustworthy. It's somebody you can depend on. The Ribbono Shel Olam has, quote unquote, faith in the person. Not just the person has faith in Hashem. Hashem can depend, kaviyachol, on this person, the Derech Chayiv. He's a neman, the Derech Chayiv. He's trustworthy. He can be dependent on. He's consistent for the way of his life. So he eson berucho, like the word eitan. He should be an eson berucho. He's fearless. A person, as the Aruch HaTzaddikim has told us, needs to be fearless. A person needs to be brazen in a positive way with his spirit. What is eson berucho? I'm not afraid to get up, to learn, to daven. I'm not afraid to do things, even if I have stress, even if I'm worried, I will still do what I need to do. Eson berucho, like the Avos are called Esonim, Yarech Esonim. Avram is called Eson. We know Chazar Sashatz Yomim Noroim. The Chazan says, "Oh, Diz Karlano Avas Eson." Hashem should remember the love that Eson had to you, Hashem, the powerful one, the rock solid Eved Hashem, known as Avram Avinu. With, of course, Sarah. So Eson Berucho is what Neman means. Fierce and fearless in a positive way. Az Kanomer is below Yuchra. And again, sorry for the disturbance. The person is supposed to try, those are coming in through my phone, person has to try to achieve this level of being Eson Berucho. And as we said before, without fear, without hesitation to serve Hashem, lo yuchwa, to not be swayed, to not be influenced. I am set on what I'm doing. I'm going to sit down at this time or that time, and I'm going to learn. And I will not be taking messages for that amount of time, unless it's chas v'shalom, literally an emergency. I won't be getting up and getting distracted by whatever else it is. Or I'm going to do this chesed, and nothing's going to stop me. Nothing. I'm going to do it. That's Eson Berucho. That's Neman. But what midah does it take to do that? It's all about emunah. I have enough trust in Hashem, and I believe in Hashem enough, and I believe in my abilities that are invested in me from Hashem, that I can be a Neman the way Moshe was called, the way the Tiferes Yisrael explains what Neman means in the first Mishnah, or the Brisa in the sixth parak of Avos, is called Lo Yuchra. I will not be disturbed. I will not be swayed. I will not be misled. I will not be derailed. Al yedei hayetzer, through the evil inclination, the impulse inside of me, which we've said is good. It just makes us do evil things. It's good because it makes us grow. From inside me, I will not be disturbed. O mikre hazman, or the happenings of the time, from the externals, they will also not derail me. So let's summarize. The Aruch HaTzaddikim tells us that an example a paragon of emuna, was Moshe Rabbeinu. But the pasuk he quotes is in Vahaloscha, it calls him a Neman, and we don't know so much that Neman means that he has emuna. In short, in order to fulfill the description that the Tiferes Yisrael explains, the Braisa in the sixth parak of Avos, that when a person learns Torah, when a person is connected with Torah, lishma, with pure motives, not for kavod, I'm not looking for recognition, I'm not looking for fame, I am learning Torah lishma, this is Hashem's Torah, and I'm supporting Torah lishma, I'm not waiting for kavod and recognition, that's called lishma, then that's machsharto lihios. It prepares, qualifies, polishes the person, purifies the person enough that the person could be, among other things, a neman. And a neman means that the person won't be swayed and moved off track from doing avodas Hashem. And we say a bayis neman, people build a bayis neman. I always like to think about this. What are we saying? We're saying they could be depended on, that the lady is depended on and the man could be depended on to do what they're supposed to do and to be faithful spouses and parts of their family and community and Klal Yisrael. But without emunah, I won't be able to be a neman. So I need to be steadfast, anchored in my mindset. I know that Hashem is Melocha L'Aretz Kavodo. He's everywhere. I know that Hashem said, Adonai Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, I'm here. I exist. And you can trust in me. You need to trust in me. You have the privilege to be able to trust in me. If we have that mindset, we could be a neman. Then we could be depended on, because I will not be sidetracked. Yomrina b'midrash says the Orcha Sadikin. We say in the Shmos Rabba, Medrash Rabba and Shmos Chav Beis Tuchav Gimel, Gedola ha'amuna. How great is faith in Hashem? Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. How wonderful a mida it is. Shebizchus ha'amuna. Because in the merit of this faith, this amuna, sehe'aminu avosenu, that our fathers believed in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, shor sa'aleha ruach hakodesh. Holy Spirit of Hashem, divine intuition and inspiration rested upon them. The Amru Shira, they were moved to the point of being able to sing to Hashem. Oz Yoshir, Shenemar, Most Yadal Lamanal, Parshas Bishala, and Tesvaval, Vayamino of Hashem, Uva Moshe Avdo, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant, that Moshe is the Navi of Hashem. Oz Yoshir, Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Then Moshe and Bnei Yisrael were able to sing. As we know, this is very much connected with Simcha. And as we know from the last 100 Vod gatherings we've had, that Emunah brings to Bitachon, brings to Simcha, the emotional state of being in ecstasy, of being elated, of being delighted with our existence and our ability to serve Hashem, our opportunity every second to do mitzvot and to learn Torah. Well, when a person reaches that level, that madrega, the person is moved to Shira, to Ruach HaKodesh, to be able to say Shira. And that's the continuity of the Psukim. Vayamina b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo, Oz Yoshir b'Hashem v'Nei Yisrael. They can only sing if they have this full emunah. And we've talked about it before, more than once, that the Gemara Erechin says that without song, without Shira, our Avodas Hashem is not complete. There has to be some literal music in our lives. And they were redeemed to begin with, out of Mitzrayim, out of a place that no slave ever escaped from that imperial power of Egypt at that time. And what's the chus? It's the emuna they had. Now we're saying to ourselves, the emuna, huh? They were beaten down as slaves. They were persecuted. They were tortured. What's going on? No, it's a pasuk. We're going to backtrack now and say for Shmos. Dichsiv Shmos Perik Dal Pasuk Laman Al. Vayam Ein Ha'am. The nation believed. So now, the Orchot Tzedikim did it a little bit out of order. And there's a methodology, obviously, for whatever he does. First, he talked about the sublime level we reached at Yamsu to be able to sing. But he says, well, look back. How did we even get out of the shackles of Egypt? Out of that prison? That's because Vayamein Ha'am, the people believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he exists and he cares. Divine providence, divine intervention, the omnipotence of Hashem, the involvement, the Hashgacha Pratis of Hashem. They believed in it. That's how they were able to come out. Ram Rishon, they said there, Paul Makabel Mitzvah Achas Ve'amuna. Anybody who accepts one mitzvah with faith, you know, I'm not just doing it, I believe even the Ribbono Shel Olam. I know, I have no doubt that the Ribbono Shel Olam fills the whole universe. Kedaihu Shetishra Ol Ruach HaKodesh. That person deserves that a Holy Spirit of Hashem should rest upon him. Vagoluyos miskansos bizchus ha'amunah. And at the end of time, to be very soon amir to Hashem, the exiles are also gathered in the merit of faith. It's the similar to the first Geula, which was Geula from Mitzrayim. So then that was a template for the last one, which is the Galus we're in now. In Emar, as it says, Shirashirim Dalet Ches, Tashuri, you will see Me Rosh Amana. What does that pasuk mean? So we know that Tashuri is a lesson of Re'iyah v'Hishtaklus. It's seeing and reflecting. You will see and reflect. Rashi explains in Shirashirim Dalet Ches, when I gather in your dispersed ones, yours who were pushed away, the exiles, tistakli, that's tashuri. Tashuri means tistakli. You will reflect and see, you'll contemplate, you'll comprehend. What is the reward for your action? Me'reshis ta'amuna, that's what it means, me'rosh amana. Me'rosh means me'reshis, from the beginning of the faith, to ha'amant, be that you did believe in me in the beginning when you got out of the first galus. You're going after me in the wilderness, the desert, and your encampments and your travels and your encampments. Your travels and your encampments. Api, based on my mouth. So that's what it means. Tashuri me rosh amana. You will see at the end of time the zechus me rosh, as Rashi says, me reshi samuna. You'll see the reward you're getting for the amunah you had in the very beginning. It takes a lot of patience. That was a long time ago. But you will see it. Hashem says, you will see. It's patience. That's what we need. Yomer, it says, Hoshea beis chafez, be'eras tichli be'amunah. And I will wed you to me. I will engage you to me as a nation. Be'amunah, with faith, or in the merit of amunah, of in the zechus of faith in Hashem. At this moment, as we conclude, bad number 100, Baruch Hashem, we also conclude the Orach HaTzaddikim's study of Emunah and Bitachon, officially, because this gate, this section we're in the Sefer is called Shar HaSimcha. It's the ninth perek, and in the middle of explaining Simcha, our goal is to be happy, elated, joyous people, to be ecstatic with our opportunities, the ability to live and to serve Hashem. I'm alive right now. That's a reason to be really happy. But in order to get to that, we had to learn about Emunah and Bitachon. Orach HaTzaddikim, the next time you learn Emir Hashem, is going to return to the original topic, how appropriate it is at this mile marker, this milestone of 100, that we're going to go back to the original topic, Batan Nachshol, the Inyan Simcha at that time. And I want to wish everybody a beautiful, wonderful Erev Yontif, and a Yontif, and it should be a true Kabbalah HaTorah. With Emunah, with Bitachon, and with Simcha. Emirat Hashem will continue next week. Thank you so much for learning.